Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Why, thank you. It's 6:40, and it's time to check in with Dr. Kevin Most, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, good morning. A lot to get to today. Let's start with the World Health Organization urging fully vaccinated people to continue to wear masks as the Delta COVID variant spreads. Now, is this about the Delta Plus? Why are they asking us to wear masks again?
No. I think the Delta Plus is still mainly just in India, and that's just a slight variant of the Delta. I think one of two reasons why they're asking us to do it. One is certainly the Delta is expanding here in the United States. Two, I think what's even more importantly now is it goes back to everyone wearing masks. Because right now, when you're walking down the street and someone's walking towards you without a mask, you're assuming that they've been vaccinated. And what we're seeing now is the Delta variant starting to have a predominance here in the United States, and the concern that the vaccines are not as strong against the Delta variant as they were against the original, the reason that the vaccine was made.
What do we know about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and how effective that is against these variants? We've heard a lot about Moderna and Pfizer.
Well, there's been so much recently about the Delta variant, and now they really are starting to look at it. So we have to look at two things when we look at the variants. Number one is if you talk just simply about Johnson & Johnson, it's 65% against symptomatic illness and 82% against severe illness against the Delta variant. That's great. And that was a study that was done in the UK that was just published. But we also have to look at what we're looking at right now in the United States, because we don't have enough cases, is what's going on in the lab. In other words, what are we looking at in a petri dish versus in a person? So really, we need to understand more about the symptomatic, because we have to remember the vaccines are protecting us from being hospitalized and getting severe illness, not from getting the illness alone. So that's the biggest data that we're looking at right now. And the beauty of some of the strategies in Europe is really going to give us some great data as far as the need for boosters.
I guess one thing we have to remember is all of this is so relatively new that we have to wait to get more information, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of people looking right now after only getting one vaccination. In other words, they never went back for the second vaccine. That's about 10% of the country right now. So two things here. One is we're not going to hit the 70% that President Biden wanted us to hit by later this week. But two, the studies coming out now are showing the importance of that second vaccination against the Delta variant. And that's what people need to hear now, that if you got the first vaccination but missed the second, get in for that second one right now, because that's the protection that we need.
Are the symptoms of these new variants the same as the original symptoms we all heard about with COVID?
Yeah. Yep, it's still hitting the same, hitting the lungs very hard in India especially. But right now here in the United States, I think, because we don't know, I think we're starting to see a lot more people who have the Delta variant but have been vaccinated and are having minor illness and minor symptoms. Just because we're looking at hospitalization numbers not spiking as much, but yet we're seeing this big rise in the Delta variant.
So how do you tell the difference between the common cold or maybe flu and COVID or one of these variants?
Well, you hit it right on the head right there, Bob, is right now we're starting to see more people with bronchitis. We're starting to see more people with sinus infections that are minor and mild and that they're just kind of tolerating them. What we're in the science field is wondering how many of those are actually low COVID infections, low symptomatic COVID infections versus the common cold coming back, influenza coming back. So we don't know, because many people aren't getting tested because right now it's just an inconvenience for them and really not sending them to the hospital or the emergency room.
Now, you're going to be able to tell this is coming from a coronachondriac, but if you have just a sore throat or maybe a cough and you're not experiencing any issues with your lungs, does that mean it's more likely not any kind of COVID variant?
Well, I wish I could say that, but someone like you who's fully vaccinated, an individual who's fully vaccinated and gets the somewhat mild symptoms, without testing, you really don't know which it is. Now, do we need to test? From a scientific point of view, it might be nice, but really from a personal view, are we going to do anything differently for you? Absolutely not. The minor viral cold that our body fights off all the time is still going to come back, and we've seen it. We've seen RSV cases come up. We've seen adenovirus start to rise, and that's one of two reasons. One, it's people are starting to congregate more. They're not wearing masks. These viruses are still around, and certainly we'll probably see increase in influenza cases here shortly.
Continuing with Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most. Doc, what do we know about booster shots? Anything more?
Well, Bob, you know, the booster information is going to be kind of fascinating here over the next couple of months. If you all remember, you know, we looked at 6-month data just a few months ago that showed, boy, even after 6 months, we're still maintaining these high rates of immunity. So we should have 9-month data out here within the next couple of weeks that's going to tell us that. That's what we're tracking right now. I want us to remember this is a brand new virus, so we're really tracking those who got the vaccine early to see how they're doing. Now, that being said, will we need a booster? Yes, and there's probably two reasons. One of the reasons is the immunity is going to decrease, as it does with all coronaviruses. We assume that it is going to be. And then also, we know that there's been so many variants that we certainly expect that will happen, just as we do with the common influenza vaccine each year, where we have variants and we're getting vaccinated with the most up-to-date and common variant.
And how are they going to figure out when we need the booster? Because, I mean, again, the information is so new. It's so recent that we've been vaccinated. So how do they do that?
Correct. You know, one thing is they're tracking, obviously, the people who are vaccinated early. That's one thing that they're doing. The other thing that they're really doing, which is kind of fascinating, is looking at the possibility, and this is probably one of the biggest tipping points, is if I got AstraZeneca the first time, can I get Pfizer the second time? And that certainly will be the make the logistics headache go away. In other words, you're just going to get a booster, period. Go to the wherever you get your shots and get a booster. If it's AstraZeneca again, great. If it's Moderna, great. If it's Pfizer, great. Whatever it's going to be. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens coming out of Europe, because Europe took a different stand than we did. In the UK, they went for, let's get as many people vaccinated with that first dose as possible. And now they're really starting on these second doses, sometimes up to 12 to 14 weeks after the first dose, where we are going in the 21 to 28 day. So that is really going to give us some good data. But everyone around the world is just kind of watching to see where is the need for the booster going to come first, and what is it going to be? Is it going to be the Delta variant, or are we going to wait a little bit, because we know we still have good protection against the Delta variant, to see if there's a Gamma variant, or what is the next variant that's going to be of concern?
So is the thinking now that we didn't have to get that second shot so close to the first?
No, almost exactly the opposite.
Oh.
That's exactly why you're seeing what's going on in Europe.
I see.
Where the Delta variant now is kind of running rampant, because we know that after one dose, you're getting, one dose of Pfizer, you're getting a 32% protection from the Delta variant. And after that second dose, it's getting up to 80. Well, you know, we know that Pfizer was giving us a 92-94%, so we know it's knocked down. But boy, we're showing the importance of that second dose being timely to squash the Delta variant and try to, you know, decrease it in all of our communities.
Let's go through a few listener questions that have been emailed to us or texted to us. What is the probability of some to have COVID more than once?
Yeah, you know what? It will increase as we have more variants. Now, it will also decrease as you've been vaccinated. So there certainly is a chance. People said, oh, I had COVID, I could not get it again. We have to realize that you get influenza. You can get influenza every year if you don't get vaccinated. So it certainly will be possible going forward as we're starting to see more variants come out that your immune system won't recognize it as well, and you will get minor or a little bit less severe symptoms, but still test positive for COVID.
Here's another. My adult nephew had COVID last year. He has a severe peanut allergy. So can he receive the vaccine?
Well, for severe allergies, we have had them on hold. Now, individuals are saying, I really want to be vaccinated. Then we're going to ask that you're vaccinated in the presence of an emergency room. So we want you to be vaccinated at a hospital instead of at a Walgreens, somewhere that if you were to have a reaction, although we know the reactions are low, that someone could be there to give you the appropriate resuscitation and the appropriate medications to prevent that. We will start to really look at, we need more people getting vaccinated to protect those who can't get vaccinated. So that's why we really are still pushing for that 70-73% vaccination rate across the country.
What's the latest on children and the vaccine?
Yeah, so we're at 12 and above right now, and the two big studies are going on right now are 6 to 12 and 2 months to 6. 2 months to 6 years old. The data for those we expect will probably be out in October and looking at probably a November time frame for vaccinating individuals under the age of 12.
And I don't think we can say this enough. If you've been putting off a mammogram, if you've been putting off a visit to the dermatologist or the dentist, don't put it off any longer. And, Doc, are you seeing people feeling better about coming into the hospital these days?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you look at all of us in the hospital, we're all still wearing masks just for a bunch of reasons. One is the possible exposure, although vaccination rates in hospitals for employees is extremely high. But we are doing that for convenience of patients and unclear of who we're dealing with. So certainly the hospitals are extremely safe. We're still physically distancing. We're still doing all the things in hospitals that other industries have gone away from. So certainly anybody who missed that mammogram, missed that colonoscopy, please miss the screening for lung cancer, dermatologist, any of those. Please get in, because those illnesses did not slow down over this last 18, 19 months.
One more question. When you're at a party or a social gathering and guys like me find out about your medical background and bombard you with one question after another, do you try to run away?
No, you know what I mean? I guess I kind of look at it as physicians are assets to the community, and we took an oath to always help. So, you know, I think the greatest thing about a physician is you know what you know and you know what you don't know. And when someone asks you advice, if it's something you feel comfortable with to at least discuss that with them, that's great. But if you ask me about what's the latest treatment for glioblastoma, I'm going to say, no, I want you to see Dr. Sean Grimm. He's going to be the guy to talk to you.
You don't want to sit next to me at a dinner party. Believe me. Dr. Kevin Most, thanks as always. Have a good day.
You got it. Take care, guys.